Yeah, we've always had that problem when we had the P25 network on P25NX, and we opened it up for hotspots, and you know, people coming in don't know what they're doing, and you know, they were terrible, and you know, it was the greed, you know, almost till last of us repeater owners that, you know, that's it. We're not allowing hotspots on the network, and you know, just. You know, Strake points out Motorola equipment, Motorola repeaters, et cetera. You know, none of this junk, no hotspots and crap. It's one of the allures of P25, of course, but, you know, in general, that's the low-hanging fruit. You get a $30 radio and a couple of videos, and, you know, next thing you know, you're all over the world on Brandmeister, and that's both great and horrible. So, you know, what are you going to do? Speaking of Motorola radios, who's familiar with the R7? I guess John's got one. And I was looking at a radio I'm pining for right now, Motorola APX Mobile. And I saw one, and, you know, it's still a little pricey, but the guy has a lot of stuff, including R7s at what I thought looked like a pretty reasonable price. Yeah, I'm familiar with the 6550s and 7550s and all that, but I'm not familiar with the R7, and I may have to get one. So I guess Dakota, I guess you'll get it next pass at the Drake, but you know, if somebody knows about the R7, I can talk to John, obviously, and I'll bet Drake probably knows a bit about it as well, but I think Dakota's up, and then you pass the Drake